The order has been given for all Americans to all diplomats and their families to get out of Ukraine now that the weakling in the West Wing, the weakling in the White House, has basically given a green light to Vladimir Putin and Russia to do as they please with Ukraine. The latest rumor flying around is that they're going to install a new leader in Ukraine that is a Russian puppet. We'll see how that all plays out. Alan Sachs is here. He's the professor that's been coming here for years. He just can't seem to break the habit. Retired professor of political science, University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, good to have you as always.
I feel so confident that there's somebody like Joe Biden in the White House. I woke up this morning confident. Well, the United States is going to face Russia down. did I hear it right that the Russians are conducting naval exercises off the coast of Ireland?
I believe that, yeah, in the North Sea somewhere there, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
My gosh.
Yeah. Of course they are. And China's flying warplanes, and China's flying warplanes into American, areas as well. Yeah, and nothing to worry about here. Oh, by the way, we're working out with Iran because we don't want to call any of their people, the Houthis, we don't want to call them terrorists, of course. So we've got a lot of good things going
that's
on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sleepy Joe, is he still in Delaware or in the White House or Camp David? Where is he?
Getting a diaper change.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I'm
laughing, but it's not funny. No, that's great. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, this is worse than Neville Chamberlain.
Yeah, it is worse than Neville Chamberlain. Neville Chamberlain at least had a pulse, right? Which is helpful. You know, he was wrong all the way across the board. Of course, he was sick at the time, we know now, because he died a few months later of cancer, right? He had aggressive cancer, so maybe he had other issues.
That's
he was
right.
facing, but whatever. The fact of the matter is Joe Biden is the weakest president of my lifetime, maybe the weakest president since James Buchanan, the predecessor to Abraham Lincoln. Potentially, he could be the weakest president of all time, Joe Biden. I mean, he's giving away the farm. There is not one thing, Professor. You know, with Barack Obama, there are a lot of things I didn't like, but I could point to a couple things and say, I agree with that. He's doing okay over here. The economy was reasonable. Whatever, right? There is not a single thing I can point to with Joe Biden and say, well, at least he's doing good in this area. Right.
Well, President Obama gave the Ukrainians blankets the last time.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
When Russia came in, I mean, this is just incredible. The Democrats ought to hold their heads in shame in regard to what they've given us.
Well, you would think that that Joe Biden would be more aggressive in defending Ukraine. I mean, after all, if the Russians go into Ukraine, it could cost his family tens of millions, maybe billions of dollars in annual income. From Ukraine.
That's right.
I mean, there is that.
That is true.
Right?
Last night, I heard Peter Schweitzer, who's written another book. The people that don't know who Mr. Schweitzer is, he's the one, I believe, that really turned the table on the Clintons. And he's written a book on how so many American politicians, Republican, Democratic alike, have given their souls to the Chinese.
I think that's exactly, they sell out. They don't care. They sell out. I mean, the National Basketball Association, what's more American than basketball? Invented at the YMCA, played here for years, finally gets to the world. And the Chinese love basketball. I don't know why. I don't know. They just, and they've sold out. The NBA is completely, except for one guy. Enes Kanter, Freedom is his new last name, Freedom. Continue to speak out, right?
Boy, are we in trouble. If you heard Mr. Schweitzer last night after the great football game between the Bills and who else? It's too early for me to think about it, but
well,
it was
that's
a great
all right.
game.
Yeah, who the Bills? They lost to, good Lord.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, yeah, you let him down on a great comeback. Anyhow.
Yeah, it was a great game. But after that game, or during that game, Mr. Schweitzer's words were just pounding in my brain that the Republicans, Democrats alike, mostly Democrats, have sold their whole body and soul to the Chinese communists.
Yeah, so why is that? Why are we giving, because, wait, we're trading the greatest republic, the greatest nation in the history of the world, for what? Trinkets and trash at Walmart?
That's right. But I'm laughing about it, but it's not any laughing matter. I know that. I think that history will look back at America at this moment and say, my God, what did they do?
Yeah, what have we done here? Speaking of Walmart, though, speaking of Walmart, trinkets and trash, did I read this right, that a woman not too far from you tried to sell a child at Walmart for $500,000? I mean, is that what we're doing at Walmart now, selling kids?
I didn't hear that, but it's very possible.
Yeah.
The world today is turned upside down, but $500,000 is a bit much. Maybe $495,000 would have been better.
Yeah, it happened in Crockett, Texas, right outside
of
Houston.
That's right.
Yeah, nice place. What is wrong with you people in Texas?
Well, at least there's some people here. We have a pretty strong governor, a lot of other people like Ted Cruz. So we have some pretty strong people around.
I would say.
Mike McCall.
Oh, I know what I want to ask you about. What about Henry Cuellar? Well, what's the FBI raiding him for? He's a guy who's said the Biden administration is doing nothing on the border. Congressman Cuellar, right? All of a sudden, his home gets raided by the FBI last week. What's going on with that?
There could be some vindictiveness.
You think?
That's one thing the Biden administration knows how to do well, is get back at its enemies. But not Russia, and not China, and not Iran, our own...
Those aren't our enemies. Those are business plans. See, those aren't enemies. Those are business plans.
In Biden's mind, Henry Cuellar is the enemy, and Russia and China we can deal with later.
In Biden's mind is the scariest thing I've heard all day. In Biden's mind is the scariest phrase I have heard all day. What is in Biden's mind?
There is no mind.
Yeah, it's frightening anyhow. Professor.
It really is.
Yeah, always appreciate you being here. I don't know. We have a lame duck, the weakest president at a most critical time. You know, and let's be honest, people thought that Obama and Trump were not particularly strong presidents in different areas. This is a different depth of weakness for everybody
and
involved.
And the Chinese and the Iranians, they're just laughing at all this.
And everybody knows it. Professor, I got to run.
Right.
Greatly appreciate it, as always, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stay well.
Yeah, you as well. Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science, University of Texas, Arlington. You know, he's right. They don't consider Russia an enemy. They don't consider China an enemy. And remember how the media would flap its gums, bump its gums, you know, drool all over itself, regurgitating, oh, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Russia, Trump, Russia. Who's rolling over for Russia? Was it Donald Trump? I don't think so. No. Joe Biden? Yeah. Hunter Biden got what? $2 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow. Nobody's ever asked why that was. Except me. We'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist. Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got them. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise.
Check at least 30 minutes most days.
Blood sugar level?
On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis USA.